Radio. KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The class of 2024 is less than an hour away from finding out how they did in the National Senior Certificate Examinations. Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Hwa Hube is due to announce the matric results in Gauteng at 6 p.m., while candidates will be able to acquire their individual results tomorrow. A technical briefing is currently underway at the results venue. Basic Education Director General Matamzina Mzweli says there's been an increase in the full-time matric learners from 2023 to 2024.
The cause for this is that as results improve, the number of learners who go back to improve their performance in subjects where they did not perform well in reduces. And that's why the number of part-time candidates have reduced.
He says there is one issue.
Our major problem is the failure and repetition rate. It's just too high compared to what other countries are performing. So we've got a large number of our learners who have been repeating in the system.
Now there's both excitement and nerves with the results set to come out.
For the past few weeks, I couldn't sleep. And the plan is I'm going to a nearby garage by my house. I'm going there to buy a newspaper because I have the opportunity to get my marks. I'm going. There's no sleeping.
Feel very nervous because we don't know what to expect, but also very confident as I know that I've studied hard.
IEB students have achieved an overall pass rate of 98.47% in the 2024 National Senior Certificate Examinations. The bail application for two brothers accused of the murder of Durban businessman Shailen Singh will go ahead tomorrow. Farrell and Darren Govender made their second appearance in the Durban Magistrates Court earlier, where they were expected to apply for bail. They were arrested earlier this month after Singh was gunned down in Umhlanga. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks filed this report.
The state earlier told the court they submitted a request to the Director of Public Prosecution for consultation on whether the application should be heard as a Schedule 5 or 6 offence. The request was not opposed, although the defence asked the court to allow the brothers to stay one more night in the Durban Central holding cells. They argued that transferring to Westville Prison would impact the brothers' ability to consult properly with their legal team. Father of the victim, Pradeep Singh, says it's been tough for the family and staff.
It's actually agonizing because it's going on and on, but we have to respect the court's decisions.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrate Court.
And abroad, tropical storm Dikeledi slammed into northern Mozambique today after leaving at least three people dead in Madagascar. The storm has intensified, bringing destructive winds and torrential rains. Durban, a high of 29 tomorrow. Richards Bay and Pietermaritzburg, 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Jordan Hendrickson, Makazole Mapimpi and Vincent Koch all unavailable for the Sharks as they take on Bordeaux in France this Sunday. On a slot, expecting a fiery atmosphere when Liverpool play Forest tomorrow in the Premier League. And my Cape Town host, the Paarl Royals and the Cape Derby in the Betway SA20 this evening.